State ascoltando SBS Italian.
Il sito di SBS è tutto nuovo. Se volete trovare le trascrizioni di questo e di tutti gli altri episodi, andate su www.sbs.com.au/slowitalian. sbs.com.au/slowitalian. Slow Italian, Fast Learning.
È il peggior incubo degli apicoltori. L'acaro Varroa Destructor è lungo solo un millimetro, ma ha il potere di distruggere intere colonie di api. Il Varroa è stato individuato per la prima volta in Australia nel 2022, un evento temuto ma atteso, visto che l'acaro era già presente in tutti gli altri continenti. Cormac Farrell è un apicoltore di Canberra e gestisce gli alveari della Parliament House. Farrell dice che non è stata una sorpresa quando il Varroa è arrivato in Australia.
So my initial reaction was sort of resigned acceptance because I was part of the biosecurity teams previously that were searching for the mite and we were expecting to have an incursion.
Jessica May, direttrice del Dipartimento per la Ricerca e l'Innovazione del Ministero dell'Agricoltura, della Pesca e delle Foreste, afferma che l'acaro indebolisce gli alveari.
It's a little mite that attaches to the bees and it can carry lots of different diseases. It doesn't kill them, it sort of attaches to them and can kind of take over in the hive. It weakens them, so it can weaken their wings, but it can also carry lots of other diseases that can infect the bees and actually weaken the hive. So their honey production can go down, the health of the bees can go down, and the number of the bees can go down.
L'industria del miele in Australia ha un valore di 14 miliardi di dollari l'anno e le api europee svolgono un ruolo fondamentale nell'impollinazione di molte colture agricole. La presenza dell'acaro mette a rischio entrambe le attività. Il responsabile della biosicurezza del governo dell'ACT, Matt Cools, afferma che la malattia ha un impatto anche sugli hobbisti.
So the biggest impact is obviously industry and pollination events, but it affects backyard beekeepers as well, which we have a lot of in the ACT. They're very passionate about their bees, so it can have a big impact on them as well if they found varroa in their hives.
Quando il Varroa è stato individuato per la prima volta in Australia, il governo ha cercato di sradicarlo. Ciò ha comportato una forte limitazione del movimento delle api e lo sterminio degli alveari infetti. Secondo Farrell, quando l'acaro è stato individuato, gli apicoltori ricreativi sono entrati in azione.
Recreational beekeepers like myself, we all had a part to play. We had to test our hives, make sure we knew where the varroa mite was spreading, to make sure that we could give that information through to the authorities to help control the outbreak. It was our best chance of stopping it. Unfortunately, it didn't work, which is a real shame. And now we're moving into that management phase where we are learning how to live with the mite. Luckily, we have beekeepers all over the world that do this, and we're getting a lot of great advice from them.
Ora si accetta il fatto che l'acaro sia qui per restare. Jessica May afferma che ora si sta cercando di gestire il parassita.
We've moved to a management approach. It's currently in New South Wales, and this is all about trying to slow the spread of varroa. So eradication, obviously, you know, killing the bees isn't something that we want to keep doing. So it's here, it's established. So everyone voted to move to a national management plan, and we're working towards that. And this project is about trying to find a way to slow that spread and giving the power back to beekeepers.
Ora c'è un programma che aiuterà a monitorare l'acaro. 190 alveari saranno inclusi nel programma, 30 nell'ICT, attualmente libero dall'acaro della varroa, 150 in alveari commerciali nell'area infetta del New South Wales e 10 in alveari comunitari delle scuole del New South Wales. Un dispositivo tecnologico chiamato BeeRight sarà inserito negli alveari per monitorarne la salute. Jessica May afferma che si tratta di una tecnologia non invasiva.
The BeeRight device has a lot of intricate sensors in it, so you can just fit it into the hive and it can sense all of the different health, everything that's going on in there, whether your bees are healthy or not, whether the queen is healthy or not. Bees have a different sort of signature when they're unhealthy and it can pick that up.
L'acaro della varroa non è presente nell'ACT. Secondo Jessica May, gli alveari del territorio aiuteranno a migliorare la tecnologia.
In order to train the technology, they need access to hives that are infected with varroa and access to hives that aren't infected with varroa. So we know that there isn't varroa in the ACT, and if there was to be found varroa in this test, obviously the ACT government would step in at that point. But yeah, it's definitely just a control, so we have able to compare the data of an infected hive versus a non-infected hive.
Il metodo tradizionale per verificare la presenza dell'acaro della varroa prevede l'uccisione delle api, ma con il sensore BeeRight non è necessario ucciderle. Al contrario, il sensore rileva un'attività insolita e invia una notifica al telefono dell'utente. Jessica May afferma che il programma pilota mira a confermare l'efficacia della tecnologia.
We are giving all of the data to the CSIRO, who are then going to do a report to say, can the BeeRight device have the probability to detect varroa mite in Australia. It will also confirm that the ACT is currently free of varroa mite. This is just the beginning. The next stage would be to test all the different devices and technologies that are on the market, and then we can compare all of them and do a scientific report on what's available and out there for beekeepers to use to manage the spread of varroa mite.
Cormac Farrell si dice entusiasta di ciò che questi sensori possono offrire.
So we have actually tested in the past at the apiary here a few in-hive sensors. They never quite made it to full production. So the fact that there's now a whole range of sensors coming on stream is really exciting and interesting, and we're looking forward to seeing what comes of the trials.
Il ricercatore del Centro Nazionale di Riferimento per l'IDNA dell'Università di Canberra, Alejandro Trujillo González, afferma che per confermare la presenza del parassita negli alveari verrà utilizzato un tampone non invasivo.
We will be testing for eDNA and eRNA in the hives as a confirmatory measure for varroa mites. It is a method that we have devised that looks for traces of DNA that the animals leave behind in the hives. And it's extremely sensitive, so we can confirm if the varroa mite has been in the hive or is presently in the hive.
Il dottor González sostiene che questa tecnologia aiuterà gli apicoltori a far fronte alla presenza del parassita.
If it does indeed become established across the states, it's very much learned to live with the parasite. It's not going to go away. And is this kind of management tools that allows you to survive and to get more out of your livelihoods and the welfare that you can have in this kind of a scenario. That is, of course, the worst case scenario, as it is currently just, of course, in New South Wales.
Volete ascoltare altre storie come questa? Potete trovarle su Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify o ovunque scarichiate i vostri podcast.